Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1973. This holiday season, leave the food police at the door, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. This holiday season, leave the food police at the door, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. A few months into my career as a dietitian, I attended a community luncheon event. Standing in line for the self-serve buffet, I began a conversation with an older gentleman in front of me. "So, what do you do?" he questioned as he piled on buttery mashed potatoes on his already full plate. "I'm a dietitian," I said, beaming proudly for all that my profession represents, and somewhat naively, I might add. He stopped midway from reaching toward the bread basket in front of him, turning to take a double look at my plate and at me. "Well, are you going to stand here then and tell me all the things I should and should not be eating?" he questioned suspiciously. My cloud of pride suddenly diminished. "Oh, no. No, I'm not into doing that sort of thing," I sputtered, shocked at his blunt honesty. "I think you can eat whatever you want." "Let me tell you something," he quickly interrupted before I could get in another word. "For years, I've heard all of the good foods I should be eating and all the bad foods I need to stay away from. I just can't keep up with all the rules you people make." The consequences of food rules. Clearly, this gentleman, along with countless other individuals, had been subject to the consequences of rules, but not just any rules, food rules. We all have them, whether intently or subconsciously. Don't eat after 8 p.m. Always eat vegetables first. Don't eat carbs. Don't eat bad fat. Only eat dessert on Friday nights. No meat on Mondays. Only eat unrefined, unprocessed foods. And the list goes on and on. When we stop to think about where these food rules originate from, there's likely no real logical explanation. Granted, there are legitimate medical reasons for which individuals must adhere to a certain diet. But what about those of us who abide by food rules for the sake of control? I like to think of food rules as something created by the food police, the negative force that creeps into our minds and taints our perspective on food. After all, we are faced with an overwhelming number of decisions on a daily basis, many of these including food. What to eat, when to eat, what do I make for dinner? Food rules can be seen as an effort to help simplify the choices we make when it comes to food. If we can draw the line in the sand and determine that there are good and bad foods, it seemingly becomes easier to choose what to eat. The downside is that this form of thinking creates chaos when it comes to food. What happens if I eat a food that has been deemed bad? Cue the guilty feelings, regret, and shame. Is it time to hit the gym? Should I skip my next meal? The need to compensate runs hand in hand with foods labeled as good and bad. Let's be real about the issue. Food is not a moral thing. I don't become a good person by eating healthy foods, just as I am not a bad person for eating foods on the naughty list. Keeping this perspective helps normalize what food is, simply nourishment for our body, nothing that has power over us. The food police, tend to make a sneaking appearance at holiday events rather uninvitingly. Many of us already have predetermined thoughts about holiday foods and how to handle these types of meals. Something like, I just won't eat all day and let myself eat whatever I want come mealtime. Or, I'll avoid this so I can eat that. Or, I'll eat whatever I want today, and for the next few days, I'll be really good by working out and eating clean. Or the common talk of shame following a meal. I can't believe how bad I was for eating all of that. This mentality completely strips away the pleasurable aspect of eating, often creating chaos amidst unnecessary guilt and shame. Check the food police at the door. Whether the negative chatter is coming from within or externally, you have the capacity to abandon the food police and choose foods based on what you find nourishing, appetizing, appealing, and pleasurable. Food rules, especially around holiday meals, make eating much more complicated than it should be. This holiday season, uninvite the food police and regain your ability to neutralize your eating experience outside of the good versus bad mentality. Without unnecessary food rules in place, you are more likely to feel satisfied at meals, feel less inclined to indulge or overeat, and more able to focus on the things that are most important, like relationships and memories. With that in mind, wishing you and your loved ones a very happy holiday season, one that is good based on not what you did or did not eat, but from fellowship, family, and priceless memories. You just listened to the post titled, This Holiday Season, Leave the Food Police at the Door, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When Crystal shared the story at the beginning of the episode where she encountered someone who was fed up with all of the contradictory nutrition information they're bombarded with, I could completely relate. In fact, I was trying not to laugh. It so perfectly described how most people feel about nutrition information. They, meaning nutrition professionals, don't seem to know anything, so why stress about what I'm eating? We all have to die sometime, right? So why not just enjoy my life and not stress about food? I get it. And most dietitians truly do not care what you're eating. We're human too, not robots. We're not like the Terminator where we're able to spot and track unhealthy foods or unhealthy plates and are constantly calculating how many calories, carbs, proteins, and fats are in each meal and snack. Personally, I hardly pay attention to what others are eating. The exception is if they specifically ask me to look at what they're eating. But most of the time, mentally, I'm checked out. I'm not even paying attention. And as Crystal said in today's article, I'm much more interested in being present with who I'm with and making wonderful memories. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.